remember when we were young and we were learning the alphabet, our teachers were very creative. They used to tell us names of things so that we could remember what each letter stood for. So, like, for example, A was for apple, B was for boy, C was for cat, D was for dog. Well, I guess they still are, only that in this case, A has transformed itself to mean something different, to represent something different in the times we're living in. A stands for avoid. During this time when the entire world is dealing with the corona pandemic, A is for avoid. You're being told to avoid touching your face. Imagine you're actually practicing social distancing with your own face, as in your hand cannot touch your face. It's supposed to, like, you know, keep a 1 meter distance. Did you ever think a time would come in your life when you would not be allowed to touch your face? Such crazy times we are living in. Anyway, other than avoiding your face, you're also supposed to avoid crowded spaces. You're supposed to avoid handshakes and hugs. Imagine things you used to take for granted. Now you really desire to do it, but you can't do it. Yeah, the other day we were in church and, it really hit me hard when I realized that I couldn't even shake the hands of brethren that I am so much used to. People that I've been hugging. I know there's one great friend of mine, and she's a hugger just like I am. And she's been hugging us all this time, but as time has progressed, we've become scared of hugging each other, so we're just doing air hugs, which is crazy, because who ever thought that hugs would be banned in our lives, from our lives? Yeah, those are the times we are living in. But are those the only things that we need to avoid? Are those the only things that we need to stay away from during this time that we are dealing with this pandemic? Well, I have come up with a list of a few other things that we need to do so that we can actually survive this and come out of this unscathed, and probably even better than we were when this happened. Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm here to share with you a couple of things that I think we can all benefit from when it comes to avoiding. The first thing I would like us to talk about is avoid eating unnecessarily. Yes, I mentioned that. I said that because right now everybody is at home, at least most people are. And even those who are not under complete lockdown, at least they are applying, their own control measures to make sure that they're not going out unnecessarily, as different governments have, suggested or proposed. So most people are at home. So what do you do when you're at home? You spend a lot of time in the kitchen. Right now, a lot of people are eating unnecessarily. Every 1 hour, you feel hungry. So you go there, grab a donut. Another 30 minutes, you feel hungry, you go grab a biscuit. Hey, if you keep doing that, by the time it's time to get out of your door, guess what? You'll not even be able to step out of it because you will have ballooned so much. People will have to push you through that door. So avoid eating unnecessarily. And if you must eat, then eat something healthy. Stock up your fridge with healthy food. Stock it up with cucumbers. Stock it up with, apples and the different types of fruits, especially oranges and lemons for vitamin C. Stock up with good stuff and stop eating for comfort. Another thing we need to avoid is negative news. You will agree with me, there is no shortage of that right now. Every tweet you read, out of like 100 tweets, 75% of them will be negative. Every video you watch, clips that are being shared online, it's about some burials happening at midnight, people dying and dropping on the streets of different cities of the world. That's not positive news. That's a lot of negative news. And negative news has a way of affecting your immunity. Did you know that? The more scared you become, you drop your immunity levels by 10%. Well, I don't know who did that research, but 10% is not something small. And especially if you already have other, like maybe underlying problems with your health, and then you drop your immunity levels by 10%, I guess that's a risk. It's a high risk for you. So avoid negative news like the plague itself. And speaking of news, avoid negative people as well, because there are so many of them. Actually, I think if I think back in the last 2 weeks or so, I was one of those negative people as well. Because every time, I don't think there's a conversation that ended at an, I mean, I had and I didn't bring in the issue of COVID in it, you know, the statistics and all that. I'd become like a statistician myself. And then my son actually is the one who called me off and told me, Mom, you need to chill. You need to stop thinking about this thing so much. Get out and get a life. Literally, that's what he told me. Get into your car and take a drive. Maybe you'll feel better after that. I just looked at him and in my head, I'm thinking, boy, you really don't know what you're talking about. But then later on, when I went back to sit by myself, I was like, you know what? The kid has a point. I need to stop to being a negative person, first of all, and I need to stop listening to other negative people, because that negativity I'm feeding my mind with, I'm bringing it home, which is not good. And so, yeah, I thank him for calling that that out in the way he did. And so now I'm being very cautious. And every time I see myself wanting to backslide in that area, I catch myself and decide, no, I'm not going to do this. So right now I'm avoiding kabisa to talk about this thing. And yeah, it has helped me. I'm not being very negative. And even though I do know things are not good on the ground, the whole world, not just where I am, I know that we can still stay alive and healthy. So avoid negativity if you want to keep your immunity levels high. So that's the other thing to avoid. Another thing is avoid excuses. For you guys who've been going to the gym, so most gyms are now closed because, yeah, the same thing. Does that mean that you're not going to exercise for the next 7 months if you're told that businesses are going to stay closed for 7 months? I don't think so. What you should do is look for a way to exercise while you're at home, in the comfort of your house or in your bedroom. Yeah, I say bedroom because I've actually been working out in my room. I just take my skipping rope for 30 minutes, literally put a timer, and for 30 minutes do some exercises that leave me completely drenched in my own sweat. Yani, bone drenched. It's like somebody threw a whole bucket of water. I'ma poured a whole bucket of water on me. And within those 30 minutes, I feel so good. And guess what? When you exercise, you actually boost your immunity. You boost your immune levels. Your adrenaline, you know, you're pumping your adrenaline. And you know, when you exercise, your mind also starts thinking different. You get excited about life. Yes, in the midst of this crazy stuff that is going on, but you still have hope. So yes, exercise. Just because there's no gym you can go to doesn't mean you cannot create your own mini gym at home. You have everything you need right within your space to do everything you've been doing at the gym. For instance, you have your own body. Why don't you use your own body as weights? And trust me, that one is a hard one to do. Wondering what I'm talking about? You go online to YouTube and you'll find lots of pages there where, sites there where people have given different ideas on how you can do exercises using your own body weight. And it is very effective and very painful, let me warn you in advance. But that should not cause you to avoid that. Another thing I'd like to say is avoid living your life aimlessly. Don't wake up, sit down and watch TV from morning till evening, forgetting to even brush your teeth or even comb your hair or even taking a shower. No, do something constructive during this time. Avoid wasting this time. Trust me, if you do, you will look back and regret and you'll be like, gosh, I wish I had done ABCD that time when I was just at home. Now I don't even have time for myself, because believe me, when this thing is over and when life goes back to normal, which is going to be a new normal, because normal will never be normal as we knew it before. When the new normal comes, you will wish you had done something constructive with this time that you're wasting right now. So avoid wasting your time. Have a planned day. Do things differently and you will thank yourself later. So what areas of your life do you think you need to put a list of avoids for yourself? Take the next 15 seconds or so to do that and start working on that from today. I hope this clip has, you know, given you something to think about. Watch out for the next one when you're going to be talking about B for believe. Believe in what? Keep it locked here and you will find out.